Arkusz dodatkowy. Poziom rozszerzony. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie trzy teksty. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. W zadaniach od 1.1 do 1.3 zakreśl jedną z liter. A, B albo C. W zadaniach od 1.4 do 1.6 zakreśl jedną z liter. A, B, C albo D. Text 1.
A new policy concerning high and middle school students has been introduced in Italy recently. There is a plan to reinforce the law that prevents students behaving inappropriately from moving on to the next grade if they behave badly. Due to the increasing number of reports of student aggression against teachers, it was decided that the decision would be made to end the practice. It is now a requirement for middle and high school students who get less than 6 points out of 10 in behavioural assessments to fail the school year. They will have to repeat the academic year, regardless of how their assessments performed in their school subjects. Those high school students who score exactly 6 points in behavioural matters will also have to take a civics education test in order to graduate. There will also be a large influence on the final exam based on how you behaved and what behavioural point you've got during your classes.
Text 2.
Good morning, Ms. Anderson. Thank you for coming in today. I see from your application that you're interested in the marketing coordinator position. Could you tell me a little about why you want to join our team?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I've been following your company for a while. I really admire that you're so devoted to being creative and pioneering at the same time. I believe my skills in digital marketing and project management would be a good fit here. I'm excited about the chance to work with such a forward-thinking team.
Excellent. One important question. Are you comfortable with some travel? As the position involves occasional trips to meet clients and coordinate with partners, we need to ensure ourselves at the beginning that it will be possible for you to do that.
Absolutely. I'm open to it. I think meeting clients in person can make a big difference in building stronger relationships, so I'd be glad to be part of that as well.
That's great to hear that. Could you tell me more about your experience with digital marketing? What kinds of projects have you worked on?
Certainly. At my previous job, I managed several social media campaigns and assisted in creating content for product launches. I also coordinated a team to handle customer engagement online, which really helped me develop strong organizational and teamwork skills.
Impressive. Collaboration is a big part of our work here, especially as we often run campaigns across multiple departments. How comfortable are you working in a fast-paced, team-oriented environment?
I enjoy it, actually. In fact, I find that fast-paced environments keep me motivated, and I like working with others to achieve our goals. I'm also quite adaptable, which helps when projects move quickly or priorities change.
That's wonderful to hear. Well, thank you again for coming in, Ms. Anderson. We'll be in touch soon.
Text 3.
A couple of psychologists, Muzaffer and Carolyn Sheriff, brought a group of 22 middle-class boys into the woods of Robbers Cave State Park in Oklahoma. The teenagers thought they were simply attending a summer camp. However, the real goal of the experiment was to study the theory of actual conflict, specifically how quickly conflict could develop between groups under certain conditions and how cooperative goals might help resolve it. The study unfolded in three distinct stages. In the first stage, the goal was to form each group. The boys were randomly divided into two separate groups, which they later named the Eagles and the Rattlers. During this stage, each group was unaware of the other's presence. The boys engaged in activities that helped them form strong internal group bonds, like creating rules, establishing social roles, and even designing symbols like flags. In the second stage, the researchers introduced some intergroup conflict. Once each group's identity was solid, the boys were introduced to each other and placed in face-to-face competition in activities like tug-of-war, baseball, and other games. This competition quickly led to rivalry and hostility. The boys began name-calling, vandalizing each other's property, and displaying verbal aggression. This stage demonstrated how competition over resources or recognition can create strong in-group favoritism and out-group hostility, even among similar individuals. In the final stage, conflict resolution was introduced. To reduce the tensions, the researchers presented superordinate goals, tasks that could only be achieved if both groups worked together. Challenges such as fixing a water shortage and pulling a broken-down truck back to camp required the group's cooperation and gradually reduced their hostility. Through these shared objectives, the boys started to form friendships across group lines, showing that cooperative efforts can effectively reduce intergroup conflict. The Robbers Cave experiment offered valuable insights into how quickly group identity and conflict can form, and how shared goals can restore positive relations. These findings have since played a significant role in understanding group dynamics, social identity, and conflict resolution in various social contexts.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Text 1.
A new policy concerning high and middle school students has been introduced in Italy recently. There is a plan to reinforce the law that prevents students behaving inappropriately from moving on to the next grade if they behave badly. Due to the increasing number of reports of student aggression against teachers, it was decided that the decision would be made to end the practice. It is now a requirement for middle and high school students who get less than 6 points out of 10 in behavioural assessments to fail the school year. They will have to repeat the academic year, regardless of how their assessments performed in their school subjects. Those high school students who score exactly 6 points in behavioural matters will also have to take a civics education test in order to graduate. There will also be a large influence on the final exam based on how you behaved and what behavioural point you've got during your classes.
Text 2.
Good morning, Ms. Anderson. Thank you for coming in today. I see from your application that you're interested in the marketing coordinator position. Could you tell me a little about why you want to join our team?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I've been following your company for a while. I really admire that you're so devoted to being creative and pioneering at the same time. I believe my skills in digital marketing and project management would be a good fit here. I'm excited about the chance to work with such a forward-thinking team.
Excellent. One important question. Are you comfortable with some travel? As the position involves occasional trips to meet clients and coordinate with partners, we need to ensure ourselves at the beginning that it will be possible for you to do that.
Absolutely. I'm open to it. I think meeting clients in person can make a big difference in building stronger relationships, so I'd be glad to be part of that as well.
That's great to hear that. Could you tell me more about your experience with digital marketing? What kinds of projects have you worked on?
Certainly. At my previous job, I managed several social media campaigns and assisted in creating content for product launches. I also coordinated a team to handle customer engagement online, which really helped me develop strong organizational and teamwork skills.
Impressive. Collaboration is a big part of our work here, especially as we often run campaigns across multiple departments. How comfortable are you working in a fast-paced, team-oriented environment?
I enjoy it, actually. In fact, I find that fast-paced environments keep me motivated, and I like working with others to achieve our goals. I'm also quite adaptable, which helps when projects move quickly or priorities change.
That's wonderful to hear. Well, thank you again for coming in, Ms. Anderson. We'll be in touch soon.
Text 3.
A couple of psychologists, Muzaffer and Carolyn Sheriff, brought a group of 22 middle-class boys into the woods of Robbers Cave State Park in Oklahoma. The teenagers thought they were simply attending a summer camp. However, the real goal of the experiment was to study the theory of actual conflict, specifically how quickly conflict could develop between groups under certain conditions and how cooperative goals might help resolve it. The study unfolded in three distinct stages. In the first stage, the goal was to form each group, The boys were randomly divided into two separate groups, which they later named the Eagles and the Rattlers. During this stage, each group was unaware of the other's presence. The boys engaged in activities that helped them form strong internal group bonds, like creating rules, establishing social roles, and even designing symbols like flags. In the second stage, the researchers introduced some intergroup conflict. Once each group's identity was solid, the boys were introduced to each other and placed in face-to-face competition in activities like tug-of-war, baseball, and other games. This competition quickly led to rivalry and hostility. The boys began name-calling, vandalizing each other's property, and displaying verbal aggression. This stage demonstrated how competition over resources or recognition can create strong in-group favoritism and out-group hostility, even among similar individuals. In the final stage, conflict resolution was introduced. To reduce the tensions, the researchers presented superordinate goals, tasks that could only be achieved if both groups worked together. Challenges such as fixing a water shortage and pulling a broken-down truck back to camp required the group's cooperation and gradually reduced their hostility. Through these shared objectives, the boys started to form friendships across group lines, showing that cooperative efforts can effectively reduce intergroup conflict. The Robbers Cave experiment offered valuable insights into how quickly group identity and conflict can form, and how shared goals can restore positive relations. These findings have since played a significant role in understanding group dynamics, social identity, and conflict resolution in various social contexts.